General Flynn just received a full presidential pardon, finally. He's free, and the judge, Emmett Sullivan, can no longer go after him. We also have another, there's my little one, another attack against President Trump, the White House and Trump Tower being thwarted, and more right after a short word from our Patriot sponsors that help support this channel. And welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news. Here we go.
There was a time when I had my head in the sand. Then I found out that power players pass lies for truth and truth for lies, especially in areas of life and health. I used to stay quiet, and now I speak up. I red pill my family, I red pill my friends, and I support redpillliving.com. Red Pill Living has real health products that support longevity, vitality, and detoxification against the deep state attacks on your health. It's redpillliving.com. Wake up, stand up, speak up.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
Let's begin with the great news that President Trump has pardoned General Michael Flynn after the Flynn-dication and the complete exoneration, although the judge seems to want to play prosecutor and judge in the case and has broken, you know, all precedents, all norms, and done so despite the government dropping the case. It's very strange. So just want to, you know, of course it's playing politics if you've been following the case with Judge Emmett Sullivan, but it's finally time. It was good to see this, and it's unfortunate that he and his family had to go through so much in the past. Do you hear my little one, Sebastian? He's getting to be quite a talker. Following that great news, I want to also kind of bring you back down to reality. This is not over yet. Lynn Wood, a super lawyer over here, saying that 2020 is not a year that third-party bad actors plan to overthrow the duly elected president at ballot box. They knew they would be caught red-handed. They were. Too obvious. They have other plans, and President Trump is ready. Patriots are ready. And he has a very specific statement here. Watch for the whites of their communist eyes. I mean, this is war talk. I mean, we're down to what is essentially at this point a low-key civil war for government itself, for control of the government, because no one wants to be the one fighting the government, but there is a civil war for control of that government right now between the communist far-left radicals and the rest of us, and President Trump is leading the way. I just don't know what to make of this statement other than be ready for anything, frankly. We also have Democrats freaking out, of course, over General Flynn being pardoned. He is Flynn-dicated, and he knows where all the bodies are buried, so to speak, in terms of their corruptions. A man from South Carolina, supposedly, who was radicalized by ISIS, which gives me the impression he was probably not originally from South Carolina, was plotted to attack the White House and also Trump Tower. Presumably also President Trump himself, if he had the opportunity to do so. So, you know, we're seeing a continued increase in this violence, this violent rhetoric. You saw the image or the video where a vehicle was used to slam into a crowd of Trump supporters at a peaceful protest, an actual peaceful protest, not the kind where the left do a bunch of violence and call it a mostly peaceful protest, burn down cities. We also have from Sidney Powell in Arizona saying that there were 35,000 votes given to every Democrat candidate just to start the voting off. I mean, she is coming out swinging, and there are massive bombshells coming out of this, and we're just really starting to get involved with the court process, really, and President Trump is already winning a massive victory in Pennsylvania today. Of course, that might have something to do with the fact that Giuliani pointed out a couple of issues, of course, but one specifically that really caught people's attention is that only 1.8 mail-in ballots were sent out, but 2.5 million mail-in ballots were counted. Now, I don't math too good on my worst days, but that's 700,000 votes that were rigged out of nowhere, phantom votes. And there's a lot of other issues involved here. So I think that we're seeing this start to turn around, and we are seeing the nervousness play out. The deep state and their allies, international and domestic, you know, enemies, foreign and domestic, are all saying, well, Biden won, and what Trump is doing is dangerous. Biden hasn't won yet, frankly. And with the media and their, you know, co-conspirators here involved in treason and sedition are doing is dangerous. And that is trying to pretend that Joe Biden won this. But they will continue. They have no other path forward. Now, speaking of how unpopular Joe Biden is, he only gets 1,000 viewers to watch his Thanksgiving address live. But he supposedly got 80 million votes. President Trump broke records. He got 4/5 of the vote, folks. Just what I called, 80%. I said it, once you take away election fraud, 80% of the vote, and he nailed it. But Biden cannot get more than 1,000 people, even on a victory stroke, when his side actually thinks that he won. He still can't get anyone to show up. So for an online address, only 1,000 people? I've had better days than that, even after they started to censor me, okay? Now, media darling and proclaimed vice president-elect, whatever that is, because it's not. There's, remember, the office of the president-elect, which is not such a thing. Kamala Harris has, for some reason, not resigned from her Senate job. I wonder if she's nervous that she may not be able to get the con to go through, and where she won't actually end up being VP. She wants a fallback. She doesn't want to lose that cushy Senate job, right? In Pennsylvania, it actually turns out that the Governor Wolf mandated the Dominion voting software. It was not actually voted on. It was used and involved in this election fraud. Governor Wolf knowingly knew what it was enough to mandate it. Okay, that's first of all. And then knowingly forced this on the state when it was then used for election fraud. Frankly, at this point, people need to hang for treason. And I hope that Sidney Powell does prosecute treason in front of a tribunal. You know, that's one potential of what could happen here. The Hungarian Prime Minister is saying that Soros is one of the most corrupt people in the world. No argument from me, but it is a good thing to have a reminder from people other than, you know, independent media figures sometimes, that George Soros is the predominant force behind the radical left and Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the violence and the far left radical, you know, not just the Antifa candidates that are now running for local office, but the district attorneys that are letting them get away with crimes and turning a blind eye or prosecuting conservatives in order to affect political agendas. By the way, before we continue, I do want to mention a quick plug to support what we're doing here and try to keep this independent media channel alive and kicking. And that is to, you know, support our sponsors and shop Patriot. RedPillLiving.com is doing a special VIP thing for Black Friday, where you can sign up early for special discounts at RedPillLiving.com/VIP. We have a couple of interesting new products coming out. I'll give you kind of a hint about one of them, or I'll give you a spoiler of one of them. But we have a few exciting new products coming out, a couple of new bundles, a couple of interesting things. And you can find out kind of the early bird discount and early bird notes as to what's coming out, and find out before everyone else if you go to redpillliving.com/VIP. Just a hint of what's to come, though. One of those products I'm really excited about, it's called Sleepy Joe. My wife decided the name. I decided the ingredients, but it has a powerful, incoherent effect. It is not the kind of knockout sleep aid that you want to take while you're planning on going somewhere or before a trip or driving or anything like that. That could be dangerous. This is a knock you on your ass, put you to sleep, but natural ingredients, sleep ingredient, sleep aid. Now, compare it to like a knockout from InfoWars. It's stronger, less expensive. We're gonna play around and have a lot of fun with the names, but the ingredients are always the top. So check that out at redpillliving.com/VIP. Get on that list, get your discounts, and we'll see you over there. And thank you for supporting independent media. Now, I want to close this down by talking about the future here that's emerging. If President Trump wins, this won't be a problem. Even though he won the election, now he has to win the coup. And that is a different matter entirely. So we're moving along. I see every reason to be optimistic. I think we're going to win at the legal level, the judicial level, but we'll see what happens. The future is up for grabs. And if we lose, if Joe Biden somehow wins this coup, really the far left radicals that are running him like a puppet, then we are looking at a dystopian medical lockdown, authoritarian, tyrannical, you know, do this or else it's for your own good world. None of us want to live there. It's a dark world, and they are outnumbered 10 to 1, 100 to 1. Just look at Joe Biden's view counts. They can't manufacture the love of the people. No matter how many laugh tracks or clap tracks or celebrities or fake news media journalists they roll out in support of this system, they will never manufacture our consent. With that said, I will see you guys on the next one. This is Dustin Nemos signing off.